You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
Ready to go on a Monday here in Eastern Iowa. It is Gym Class taking you through the 3 o'clock hour from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, joining me coming up in just a moment. We've got Isaac on the other side of the glass once again here today as we get into the first, I guess, normal week of 2025. Certainly normal as far as non-holiday in the month of January. And I think we all know what day of the week it is today, which is a plus after the last couple of weeks. Got a good show coming up for you. We'll take a look back at the weekend in sports. A lot of NFL football talk on and off the field. A lot of college hoops to talk about as well. Men's basketball, women's basketball. We'll do it from here until 4 o'clock today. 319-366-1600. That is our text line if you'd like to reach out to us. Again, 319-366-1600. Phone line, same digits, 319-366-1600. And a sunny Monday here in Eastern Iowa at 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. And as always, if you missed any of our local shows, our program, Spencer on Sports, the Todd Brommelkamp Show, can always go back and listen to any of those podcasts. They're available at our website at kgymradio.com, Apple, or Spotify. And Mark Dukes joining me on a sunny day here in Eastern Iowa. Hope you had a good weekend.
I did. Yeah, it looks better than what it feels out there, but we'll take the sun. It's always nice. But good afternoon to you and Isaac and everyone out there. And ready to unpack a weekend.
Yeah. Good weekend, Isaac?
Yeah, I had fun. I watched a little bit of the UNI-Nebraska duel. That was really entertaining. UNI got its first win over Nebraska since 1991.
91.
Keck Eisen had a cradle pin. That was pretty awesome to see. So that was a fun one.
34 years the last time UNI beat the Nebraska Cornhuskers in wrestling. So it was a heck of a weekend for the Panthers. We're gonna talk about that. We'll talk more about that with Mark Ironside coming up on Wednesday. Our talk with him, David Eicholt's going to join us coming up tomorrow to talk Hawkeyes from 24/7 Sports. Thursday, Kevin Lehman, the coach, with our Off the Glass segment, and then Friday, of course, looking ahead to the weekend and the latest edition of the Emil's Hideaway. Pick six will come around, an NFL wild card version of that. That'll be coming up on Friday. Just to give everyone an update, Mark, we cannot award a winner yet for this week's edition, last Friday's edition of the Emil's Hideaway Pick Six. But we, much like, you know, the Millionaire Show, we have cut it down to two for who could possibly win this week.
We have. All four of us have three wins at this point. It comes down to tonight's FCS National Championship game between Montana State and North Dakota State. Should North Dakota State win or cover, it is a 3.5-point underdog. Should North Dakota State prevail, you will win, Scott. And should Montana State win and cover, then Spencer would win the tiebreaker between three of us. So among three of us, I should say, but down to the last game of the week.
Always fun. So there'll be a few people that'll be tuned in tonight for a chance to win a $30 gift card from Emil's Hideaway. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. I feel for you, Cyclone Tim. I was thinking about you last night as the Detroit Lions were kind of having their way with your Minnesota Vikings. I tell you what, though, if you're a Viking fan and you got 16 pretty darn good games from Sam Darnold this year, I think you take that and run to the betting window or whichever window you want to run to No, he did not have a great game last night. Detroit played very well. They were motivated. They got the victory. We can start with that, Mark. As far as the weekend in sports is concerned, the NFL, we are down to the playoff games now. Wild card weekend. A lot of those games coming up for you right here on 1600 ESPN. In fact, I think we got, I will double check, Isaac, after the show, but I think we got them all, don't we? We may join up with Saturday and Mondays.
Yeah, there might be a couple things with the Cyclone broadcasts, but other than that, I think we should be fine.
I think we're going to be fine. And pretty good lineup of games as far as Wild Card Weekend is concerned. And certainly, Mark, Viking fans are very disappointed. Lions fans, and there are Lions fans, and growing by the moment, they are ecstatic. Greatest regular season in Detroit Lion history. And they are the number one seed in the NFC. The Chiefs, despite... I tell you what, when you sign a linebacker 3 days ago and he starts in an NFL game, that is not a good sign. If you're a Chiefs fan, you kind of knew what was coming yesterday. Denver was motivated. Denver played very, very well. But that was a Chiefs team that did not have a starter. Well, one, Leo Chanel had to play because the pride of Mount Vernon, Jack Cochran, was hurt and is on IR. So Leo Chanel had to play. Other than that, there wasn't a starter in uniform yesterday for the Kansas City Chiefs. But back to the Vikings and the Lions. I kind of expected more out of that game. I guess maybe I was disappointed a little bit, but that's because the Lions played really well.
I'd agree with that. It was really a screwy weekend in the NFL, and I think it always is in Week 18 or whatever the last week of the season would be with all the players that are sitting out and whatnot. But your comment about Darnold, I'd agree. If I was a Viking fan, I'd have signed up for his season in a minute, the season that he had. He was just off last night. Two or three throws, especially to Jefferson. He just wasn't able to connect. I'm not sure it would have made a big difference. But Detroit, very motivated to get a seed and a bye. And now the Vikings have to go to the L.A. Rams. The Rams sitting out a bunch of starters against Seattle in a loss yesterday. Going on the road, never easy. The Vikings are very talented. This is going to be a tough game for Minnesota at L.A.
Yeah, we'll talk about all the wild card games coming up in just a little bit. And, yeah, it just seemed like Sam Darnold was off a little bit. Vikings defense was not bad, especially in the first half. They put a lot of heat on Jared Goff. Both defenses, I thought, really played well. Aaron Glenn had his defense going. Vikings defense was really ratcheted up, I think, early. But Jahmyr Gibbs got going. Yeah, there is no two-headed monster now with Gibbs and David Montgomery, with Montgomery out for the rest of the season for Detroit. But the Detroit running game set up the passing game, and Gibbs had a heck of a night.
Yeah, it was very effective. And Detroit, along with Philadelphia, I think, are going to be very tough in the NFC. Not that the Vikings or the Packers or someone else might be able to emerge. I doubt the Commanders or the Bucks, will make a run. But you never know. So wild card teams often have success in the NFL playoffs. Detroit is very, very good. And, you know, it'd be hard to bet against Detroit. You know, I mean, if Minnesota wins in that wild card game, it has to go to Detroit.
Yep.
So we could get a rematch real quickly.
In fact, Dan Campbell and Kevin O'Connell in their post-game handshake, Dan Campbell says, may see you again in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely true. 319-366-1600 here as we come up on 314. And some good texts coming in. First of all, and this has been, we talk about this every year, Mark. Not so much you and me, but people that follow the NFL around the country, that write about the NFL, speak about the NFL, et cetera, et cetera. Should something be done with the seeding? And it's the same question that we had come up in the college football playoff. It seemingly comes up every year in the National Football League because there is usually one division, if not two, that has a champion that may have a record of 9-8 or 9-7 in the old days of 16 games. And they end up with a better seed than a wild card team that has a better record. And Gene and Vinton saying 14 wins and have to go on the road for Minnesota. Ridiculous. I guess I can see this on both sides of the equation. But I guess the bottom line is that's why there are divisions in the National Football League, right?
Well, if you value divisional play, and I'm not sure I do when it comes to the playoffs, it's like the college football playoffs and conference championship games getting higher seeds and whatnot. We've been over that. I think that's a flawed system. I'm not ready to say the NFL is a flawed system if you value divisional play. But the fact remains, as the texter provided, 14 wins and you're a five seed. And I mean, Washington, Green Bay, the Chargers all have, well, Washington's got 12 wins, Green Bay and the Chargers 11. And, you know, they're not getting, you know, they have to play a wild card game. Again, I'm not ready to say the system's broken, but, and maybe it's just an oddity this year. I don't know. The NFC North, Save the Bears, was very good this year. And maybe that's just the way it turned out.
319-366-1600. Love to hear your thoughts about it. Should they reseed the NFL playoffs, or do you like the way it is right now? Jeff on the text line, Sam Darnold was throwing off his front foot and going high on passes. Very true. Very true. And had some pressure. Vikings were in there a lot, and they were harassing him. Yes, 31-10. Couldn't agree more, but it's a day that ends in Y, so yes, we can still say officiating in the NFL still sucks. And it does. Inconsistently at that. I don't know. What do I think of the Jets and Aaron Rodgers, says 8077. Interestingly enough, Spencer and I, right before I left the sports office, were talking about Aaron Rodgers and the latest escapades that, you know, Aaron is not hearing his name called as much. So naturally, we must talk about the fact, oh, I could retire, just to get the name out there. Jets, Mark, you'll enjoy this being a Chicago Bear fan. I enjoy this possibly being a Kansas City Chiefs fan as well. Apparently the top two names associated with the New York Jets coaching position are Matt Nagy and Vance Joseph. Matt Nagy, the former Chicago Bear head coach, two-time offensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs, including current offensive coordinator, and Vance Joseph, the former Denver coach, now the defensive coordinator for the Denver Broncos. So to me, Matt Nagy and a possibility of teaming up with Aaron Rodgers is not a good thing. That's just my opinion.
You know what? And there's five openings as we speak today in the NFL. And I've always believed that some coaches are better coordinators than head coaches. There may be a reason Eric Bieniemy never got a shot or hasn't gotten a shot in the NFL. Nagy had a shot. Maybe he's better as a coordinator. I don't know. I can tell you this. If Rex Ryan gets the Jets job, I think the Rodgers honeymoon will be over.
Oh, definitely.
I don't think Rex Ryan will put up with any of that. And Rodgers had a great day yesterday.
He did.
Four touchdown passes, went over 500 touchdown passes in his career. You're talking about a Hall of Famer who may be, you know, hanging on a bit long. We'll see.
Going to be interesting. I think he will be back with the Jets. 319-366-1600. Tim says it's not like the Vikings didn't have their chances. Five times inside the 10. Five times could not convert. Had to settle for field goals. each and every time. Could not get the ball. They couldn't get it to Justin Jefferson in that game last night. 13:45 with the question of the day. Who deserves a big payday more, Sam Darnold or Brock Purdy? Ooh. That requires some thinking. Brock Purdy's going to get paid. We know that. More than likely by this 98.7% by the San Francisco 49ers, who may be finding a new crop of receivers for Brock Purdy to throw to. I mean, George Kittle isn't going anywhere, but I don't think you're going to see Ayuk there, among others. But Pearsall has stepped up, certainly, among others, for the San Francisco 49ers. I think he's going to get a big payday. I still don't know what's going to happen with Sam Darnold. If the Vikings are going, they cannot have, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. Do they get rid of J.J. McCarthy and keep Sam Darnold? We'll see. I don't think they're going to get a lot for J.J. McCarthy because he has coming off an injury and he hasn't played at all, Isaac.
I would say both are prime franchise tag candidates. That I know for you risk sort of alienating the player a little bit with the franchise tag, but the 49ers this year, it shows that maybe Brock Purdy isn't the best talent elevator, so you don't want to pay him top end, like market setting money, I guess, right, is the sort of money I'm thinking. So if you can maybe if you can get him to agree to like a $50 million a year deal, then I think you go ahead and do that. But if neither wants to sort of agree to a $50 million per year deal, then I think they're both franchise tag candidates, and then you see what you can get from them from that year. And then if they continue to, then if they have like a Super Bowl winning year, then you can give them market setting money. But that's kind of where I would lean right now.
Yeah, I don't think Brock Purdy's going anywhere. And as Cyclone Tim says, he has taken the 49ers to the Super Bowl, which is true. And they had all kinds of problems this year with injuries. Just and tell you what, watch out, though, next year for the San Francisco 49ers. If they get everybody, if they make some shrewd moves in the offseason, 49ers are going to have a fourth-place schedule with that group of talent possibly back in the Bay next year. Fourth place, let that sink in, a fourth-place schedule next year for the San Francisco 49ers. Would not surprise me at all, Mark, if they go from last place in the NFC West to possibly going to the Super Bowl.
They could. You know, you can make a case for either quarterback. As far as the Vikings go, in my mind, why would you not hang on to Darnold from what he did this year? And, you know, you have J.J. McCarthy in waiting, apparently. You know, they drafted him pretty high. They think a lot of him, and he might have started this year had he not gotten injured. That remains to be seen. They brought in Darnold and had a heck of a year. As far as Purdy goes, Tim's correct. He took him to a Super Bowl. Big thing, you mentioned the injuries, specifically Christian McCaffrey. And you take that component out of the 49ers, and that's huge.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. Darnold probably won't get a multi-year deal after last night's the Cyclone Tim. And also says that McCarthy will be the quarterback either next year or 2026. I kind of agree with you, Isaac. I think you could see Darnold back on another one-year deal, do kind of a Patrick Mahomes thing. Just there's no rush. If you're the Vikings right now, you're in good shape.
Yeah, I mean, I think clearly the team is performing at a high level, and I think they're winning is never a bad thing. Like, I think if you can find a guy who can help set a culture of winning there and kind of be a really good example, which it seems like Sam Darnold is for the team as far as the quarterback room goes, sort of being able to teach J.J. McCarthy how to develop a little bit. And then after that year, you can get a long-term deal maybe from, like, the Giants or some really sort of desperate quarterback.
Although the Giants
team
are going to get their quarterback.
Probably. I would say probably. But some quarterback needy team that would be willing to give him a multi-year deal. It feels like a mutually beneficial relationship for him to come back for another year. Especially, he has a really good relationship with Kevin O'Connell. Like, yeah. I think that is...
And the team loves him.
Yeah, that's the path for him getting a long-term, big, not market-setting, but maybe just below market-setting deal for Sam Darnold. Come back for another year. another sort of prove it deal, and then people will really sort of trust that you can be a Super Bowl contender or a really consistent playoff team with him at quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't Darnold catch lightning in a bottle? How many other quarterbacks could have done what Darnold did this year? That's highly debatable. I mean, you know, with the kind of weapons that the Vikings have, and they brought in Aaron Jones at running back, I mean, that you got to be a pretty poor quarterback not to take advantage of those weapons. And Darnold didn't last night, did he?
Not for the most part. But the Detroit defense had a lot to do with that. We're going to get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update for you coming up here in just a little bit, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. As I mentioned, the wild card weekend is set. It will start Saturday afternoon with probably the least attractive of the six games, I would say, and nothing against the L.A. Chargers and the Houston Texans. It's just when you look at the other five games, Mark, I think that is probably the least attractive of the six wild card games.
Maybe might be one of the better games, though. I'm not too thrilled about the Steelers and Ravens, and maybe not so much about the Broncos and Bills, really. Now we'll see. Again, like I said, you know, a wild card team has all of a sudden gotten hot and done very well in the playoffs. So we'll see.
Chargers, Texans, followed by Steelers and Ravens. Those are your two Saturday games. By the way, the Saturday night game for the second consecutive year will be a streaming game, but we will have it for you right here on Eastern Iowa's home for sports, 1600 ESPN. Steelers and Ravens, don't even have to mention the fact they do not like each other. There is no good blood between Pittsburgh and Baltimore. It'll be the third time they have met this year. Everyone hopping on the Bronco bandwagon after yesterday, but keep in mind they're going to Buffalo. Yes, they beat Buffalo last year. That is not this year's Buffalo team. But tell you what, the Broncos are going to be a thorn in my side for about the next 5, 6, 7 years. They're getting better, getting much better. And I didn't mind anything yesterday. Only thing I minded, why in the world do you throw a challenge flag when it's 31-0 in the fourth quarter? And all you had to do was line up, run another stupid play, and you're going to score, which they did. There's a reason Sean Payton is probably the least liked coach among his peers in the National Football League, and he showed that yesterday, Mark.
Those types of things come around to haunt you, don't they?
Looking at the sideline and reading stuff afterwards, Andy Reid was not amused by that. Not amused at all.
Honestly, I would be more worried if Chiefs fans, I think they should be more worried about the Chargers than the Broncos, just based off of the Herbert talent and Jim Harbaugh has shown he can win. I think they are going to be...
I'm more worried about the Broncos.
I think they're going to be a more frustrating team long-term than the Broncos. Well, I just am not a... I think this is as good as Bo Nix is going to be. I don't think he's going to get much better just based off his age. I don't know of how much improvement there is for him at this point.
No, and I feel they like, played a fourth-place schedule, too.
That's true. So I don't think Bo Nix is... This is kind of his ceiling. Maybe he gets a little bit better, but he's just going to be around an above-average quarterback is his real ceiling. I think the ceiling for Herbert with Harbaugh is much higher.
Okay. Well, I hope you're right.
I mean, we'll see.
I hope you're right. Sunday, Broncos-Bills, followed by Packers-Eagles. Packers with the horrible news, if you're a fan of the pack today. Christian Watson out for the year. He tore a knee in the loss to the Bears yesterday. So that is going to be something that the Packers are going to have to overcome. Commanders and Buccaneers will be the Sunday night game. NBC loves Jaden Daniels. They love them some Jaden Daniels. And who doesn't? Against, I'll tell you what, Baker Mayfield quietly had one whale of a year for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Had a really good year. And then on Monday night, the lone Monday nighter, it'll be the Vikings and the Rams from SoFi. Some pretty good games in the wild card round, Mark.
Yeah, they are, and we're going to pick at least five of them, if not six, on the Emil's Hideaway pick six this coming Friday. I think we'll squeeze in one of the National College Football semifinals.
looking forward to that.
Yeah.
All right, 329. Let's get it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. And they are across from the Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot, open at 4 o'clock. And stop on by. They've got terrific food. It is on their menu, which is online at emilshideaway.com. They're a classic local American restaurant right off of First Avenue across from Lindale Mall. What do we got today?
World number one, Scottie Scheffler, has withdrawn from the American Express tournament next week. Not this week, but next. He was aiming for a return there from hand surgery. Now he's looking at Pebble Beach the end of the month. The Iowa Baseball Coaches Association inducted its latest class of Hall of Famers over the weekend. It includes Todd Rima, former Cedar Rapids Prairie and Kirkwood coach, and Ryan Sweeney, the former Jefferson, Xavier, and Major Leaguer. In portal news today, former Iowa quarterback Marco Lanez has signed with Elon University. That is an FCS school in North Carolina, a member of the Coastal Athletic Conference. Johnny Pescuzzi, former Iowa tight end, is headed for West Virginia. And Iowa signed its second defensive lineman out of the portal, Bryce Hawthorne from South Dakota State. Hawthorne will have 3 years of eligibility remaining. Another commitment to the East-West Shrine All-Star football game. It is Iowa tight end Luke Lachey. He will join teammates Jay Higgins and Jamari Harris at that game. In addition, former Solon star Cam Miller, who was the quarterback for North Dakota State in tonight's national championship game, he also has accepted an invitation to that game.
Go Cam Miller. Selfishly, I want the former Solon Spartan to do well tonight for the North Dakota State Bison as they go up against the Bobcats of Montana State. Should be a really, really good game tonight for the FCS 1AA National Championship from down in Frisco, Texas. 3:31, we're going to take a break, come back, and have more of a Monday edition of the Gym Class. Stay with us, please. Back with more here on 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And we'll have some more sunshine this afternoon. Temperatures are going to be in the low to mid 20s, but it will feel colder due to the breezy conditions, and wind chills will be in the teens today. Then tonight, we'll have clear skies to start with clouds moving back in. And by morning, temperatures will drop down to a low around 10. Tomorrow, we'll have the clouds back in the sky and temperatures in the 20s. More sunshine on Wednesday, but temperatures colder down in the teens. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
When someone is kind enough to share their time with us, we better make it worth their while.
They don't want to do the, people call it the game, right?
Patrick Gaines and Terry Adams of Dairy Brothers Ford talk about what Here For You means to them.
You don't have to spend a half a day in our dealership to get that good competitive price. We just want to try to deliver that to you up front.
And that makes me feel good. Makes me proud.
Because that's what people want. They want a fair, honest deal.
As far as the statement Here For You, we want to not just say it, but live it.
Find out what it means to you at Deary Ford in Iowa City.
Scott Unash here for your neighborhood Quickstar. And everybody knows that life is busy and Quickstar gets it. And we know you value convenience and a good experience, which is why our team is all about making your day easier and better when you stop at your neighborhood Quickstar. You can feel confident with Quickstar's fully guaranteed fuel to keep your day moving. Plus, you can enjoy sweet perks like free ATMs with no hidden fees and free air for your tires. And also stop and pick up some snacks on the go if you are on the run over the noon hour, or something good for dinner, such as roasted whole chicken is on special every Monday for $6.99. It is hot and ready for any meal or meal prep. Or if you're looking ahead to Wednesday, they've got tender or bone-in 8-piece chicken, hand-breaded and jumbo tenders. And also right now, some great specials, which includes the Quickery Breakfast Sausage Links, 12-ounce packages, $2.49, limit 2. All that and a whole lot more at your neighborhood Quickstar.
Did your IT provider break up with you? Or did they raise your managed services rate sky high? I'm sorry to hear that. This is Patty with Network Computer Solutions. At NCS, small businesses are just as important as bigger ones and deserve the same exceptional IT services. Give us a call at 319-247-7223. We'll talk over what you need and how we can help. NCS would be honored to welcome you into our circle. Call today.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
Tune in to 1600 ESPN every weekday at 5 o'clock with Spencer on Sports for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the propane tank on your grill first before hosting a tailgate.
Let's fire up.
Here, let me try. Seriously, you didn't check the propane?
Who wants chips?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Salt and vinegar?
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my superhydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Superhydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture with daily use.
336 back with you, a Monday edition of the Gym Class here at 1600 ESPN. Spencer on Sports coming up from 4 until 6. We got the Cyclone Coaches Show tonight. That will be from 6:30 until 8 o'clock. And an addendum, Mark, to your Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update as far as those Hall of Famers going in the Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association.
Yeah, thanks to our texter. Quite right. Names I referred to, and Rima and Sweeney and the other three, will be inducted the 18th of January in Des Moines. They were just, the names were released. So a bit of housekeeping there.
There you go. Thank you very much for that. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. That is the phone line. Mark, are you sitting down?
What, the 13th candidate the Bears have identified to interview a head coach, or what?
Interestingly enough, yes, you said number 13 because a lot of people consider that an unlucky number, but they have Isaac, go ahead and let everybody know.
Yes, according to Adam Schefter, Chicago Bears have sought permission to interview Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy, and they are awaiting a response. As a Packers fan, I think, have at it. I think he'd be a great fit in Chicago.
Oh, Mark, you can't even have 24 fun hours after beating your rival for the first time since, 2018?
Yeah, don't remind me. I mean, it should have beat him twice this year, but that's immaterial, really. I don't know who I favor for head coach. What's Lovie Smith doing?
What is Lovie Smith doing these days? The Lovie 2.0 tour would be fascinating in Chicago. Let's turn our attention to basketball. Let's start off with women's basketball because that is kind of fresh in everyone's minds. Two big games yesterday in Iowa City and in Ames. Both did not go well for the home squads. Lisa Bluner Day was a big success, but Megan Gustafson back, among others, introduced to the crowd. And it was Brenda Fries, the former Cedar Rapidian, the former All-Stater at Cedar Rapids, Washington, coming in and spoiling the party, though. Although Iowa made it very interesting down the stretch, but just got in too big of a hole early. Maryland came out and really blitzed Iowa, especially in that second quarter. And just too big a hole to dig out of for the Hawkeyes.
Yeah, it was a great day for Iowa women's basketball. Saved the game. you know how hard it is to come back from 25 points down. And not that it hasn't been done, and Iowa made a valiant effort at that, but it was just too big a hole. And, you know, for whatever reason, Iowa did not play well inside. Hannah Stolke had an off game, not to blame everything on her by any means, but Iowa missed a lot of chippies. Certain areas didn't shoot it particularly well. Iowa does not have, and to say this is kind of ridiculous because Caitlin Clark had been there for 4 years, but it doesn't have a go-to player, if you follow me. So maybe not necessarily spoiled, but you could always count on Clark to take that shot or deliver that big assist. And I think too many times Iowa women are trying to get that ball inside like Clark did, and it hasn't worked in particular games. It didn't work yesterday, and you have to give Maryland credit, too, because it made a ton of three-point shots and a couple of big ones down the stretch.
It did, and that's a good Maryland team, too. I mean, the Terps took their lumps last year. They were injured. They were young. We knew what Brenda Fries had coming back and coming in. She's a great coach. We've talked with her a couple times here on the program. Very good with her time. And you don't have to hang your head for losing to Maryland. I mean, that's an undefeated basketball team. 4-0 in the Big Ten, 14-0 overall. And if it wasn't for, you know, like UCLA, a lot of people would be talking about the Maryland Terrapins maybe as the best team in the Big Ten. And going on the road and doing what they did yesterday in front of a packed house that was just absolutely, you know, vaulted up to the highest degree with Lisa Bluter Day yesterday. You got to give it to Maryland. They came in and they quieted down the crowd.
Great job by Maryland, and Fries is a heck of a coach. She has been for a very long time, and she knew the environment she was putting herself and her team into, and it wasn't unfamiliar. She had won all too frequently in Iowa City, but I think did win a couple 3 years ago against a highly ranked Iowa team with Caitlin Clark. But Maryland's going to be a factor not only in the Big Ten and nationally this year.
69-36 in the text line says Lucy Olson has to be that person. And yes, Lucy Olson scored a ton last year in the Big East. We know that. Is scoring well this year. But it's a different situation. This is, and I don't want to say the Big East is not a great women's basketball conference, because I don't think that's a true statement. It is a conference that does not have the depth night in and night out that she is facing now and playing in front of 14,000 people in the Big Ten. This is a completely different situation for Lucy Olson.
We knew, I think, at the beginning of the season, Scott, this is going to be a different Iowa team, and that didn't take any great genius, because Caitlin Clark was going to be gone. Lisa Bluter was going to be no longer the head coach. It was going to be a different team. And bringing in Lucy Olson, that's a big ask, not only for her, but for the expectations of Iowa fans. She was third in the country in scoring last year. But you mentioned the quality of competition compared to the Big Ten. To ask her to score 26, 27 points a game, I think, is a big ask. She's a really nice player, and Iowa is lucky to have her. But she, too, is going to be gone in another year, as are some other players. And I really, really like Jan Jensen's freshman class. I think it has enormous potential. Probably will need to bring in, you know, maybe one or two out of the portal. We'll see. That's down the road. Iowa has this year to worry about first. But, you know, again, a valiant effort for Iowa to get back into the game. I thought they were going to lose by at least 20, but that wasn't the case.
No. And I don't think Maryland, UCLA, did you see them Saturday night late? By the way, the new era of the Big Ten, 10 o'clock tip-offs in Bloomington, Indiana for national television as you see. But it's 8 o'clock on the West Coast for UC, or 7 o'clock on the West Coast for UCLA. UCLA went in there and put a pretty good hammer on the Indiana women on Saturday night. Right now, UCLA, Maryland, USC, and Ohio State all undefeated. And when they start playing one another, that is going to be a lot of fun. They are all really good teams. Only USC has a loss among that group of four. Big Ten's tough. Big Ten is tough. So that's the Iowa story. The Iowa State story, not quite as rosy. The Cyclones fall to Utah at home yesterday. Utah remains undefeated in the Big 12 at 3-0. Iowa State falls now to 1-2, and a rare home loss for Bill Fenley and the Cyclone women. They are now 10-6 overall, and they are, I know it's only January 6th. We've got a long way to go. We've got 7 weeks remaining as far as the regular season is concerned, but Iowa State, I think, right now is pretty much clearly finding themselves on the bubble in the NCAA tournament talk.
Yeah, Bill Fenley has a way of, rallying the troops, but this is a team, I don't think, with a lot of depth. And when Crooks is limited in her playing time, wonderful player, but she doesn't stay on the floor for any great length of time. Emily Ryan's a really nice player. It's a good team, but I think the depth, Addie Brown, a good player, but I think the depth may be hurting Iowa State as much as anything.
Yeah, especially with the loss of some personnel due to injuries. The other thing is, and Utah exploited it yesterday, Audie Crooks playing defense, the Utah big went out, hit 5 3-pointers. And that's something that Audie Crooks, Iowa State's going to have to adjust defensively to that, because you just can't let somebody go out there and have wide open 3-pointers. It's I don't want to say too easy of a shot, but it as one time, Mark, when the 3-point line first came out, it was a somewhat moderately difficult shot. Not anymore. I watch kids' games, exhibitions at halftime at high school gyms. They're hitting. They all take 3-pointers. Everybody is hitting them now. So when you got to go out, that opens up the lane. Audie Crooks not great as far as moving the feet, getting back. It opens up some things.
Perhaps Bill Fenley will have a visit with T.J. Altzelberger. That wouldn't be a bad idea.
No. Iowa State, man alive. What a performance on Saturday. And we will we'll talk about that. Let's take a break. Let's come back. Talk about Iowa and Iowa State men a little bit. You and I and Drake as well. It was not, other than Ames, it wasn't a great weekend for men's college hoops in Division I or around the state of Iowa. We'll talk about that when we return here on a Monday edition of the Gym Class on 1600 ESPN.
Life's better when you're under our roof, because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family can have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams.
Contact Kurt Gustafson or Lana Pierce at 319-363-7214.
Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance.
Business owners, are you tired of hearing, "I didn't know you were here"? Frustrated that your unique story isn't being told? If your sales are flat or declining, it's time for a change. I'm Stacy Daybault, branding specialist and strategist with KZIA, and I have the solution. Brandsformation is a proven marketing system that delivers results. You'll have an entire team of experts working on your message to inspire and drive sales.
To schedule an appointment, call this station or text BRAND to 76626.
Welcome back. 3:48, Gym Class for a Monday here on 1600 ESPN. David Eicholt will join us coming up tomorrow, and we will talk all things Hawkeyes, including game from last Friday night in Madison, as the Wisconsin, I believe, Mark Dukes, Greg and Epworth may be the only Wisconsin Badger that did not score in that particular ball game.
Let me check the box score on that. I don't know. It was an atrocious performance by Iowa and a very good one by Wisconsin. But you're talking about 21 three-point baskets, a Big Ten record. That's incredible, unbelievable. And I think the greatest insult for Iowa was the Wisconsin player, McGee, I think. He made a comment like, we knew Iowa didn't want to play defense. I'm telling you what, that'd be on my bulletin board for the rest of the year and maybe years to come if I were the Iowa coach.
116-85, the final score. Nothing wrong with 85 points. That's fine. That's fine. The 116 is problematic, and that's got to get better starting tomorrow evening when a pretty darn good Nebraska team will come in to Carver Hawkeye Arena and take on the Hawkeyes. And that is a Tuesday night game, as we mentioned. Iowa at home twice this week, Tuesday night against Nebraska, and then the Indiana Hoosiers, who are red hot, come in. Indiana with a good win over Penn State over the weekend on the road. Anytime, I know it's never full, Bryce Jordan Center, but Mark, anytime you go in there and beat a pretty darn good Penn State team, that's a feather in your cap.
Yeah, it is. And I'm impressed with Michigan over the weekend, too. And Oregon bounced back from its loss. And we talked about what a gauntlet the Big Ten is. Man, if Iowa doesn't – maybe this is a one-off at Wisconsin. I don't know. We knew it was going to be a tough ask because Wisconsin was 0-2 in Big Ten play, really needed to get in the victory column. But the way in which that happened – was more problematic than the loss itself.
I would agree. The Big Ten, the team of the weekend, the Fighting Illini of Illinois, they sweep their West Coast trip. How weird is it to say a Big Ten team went and swept their West Coast trip? But they did. One at Oregon and then one at the Alaska Airlines Arena in Seattle last night. Again, in the Big Ten, I never thought I would use the phrase Alaska Airlines Arena, but that's where Illinois won last night. Got a nice win over Washington last night. So they went 2-0 out there on the road.
Impressive. They got an impressive big man. And speaking of arenas, it was great to see the Palestra in use again, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, really was. And one of the great arenas in the country, certainly. But yeah, Illinois 3-1 right now. Michigan State and Michigan are the only two undefeated teams in the Big Ten. They are both at 3-0. Indiana, Illinois, Purdue, Nebraska, and UCLA all with one loss. It is a very early part of the Big Ten season, and it's a very jumbled mess as far as the Big Ten is concerned. And other than Minnesota, everything's pretty much going to be a dogfight when you go out on the court for the Big Ten right now.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that, and it's true every night. I think you've got Wisconsin and Rutgers tonight, Ohio State at Minnesota. You mentioned Minnesota, not any great shakes, but you go on the road, things happen.
Yeah, they do. And ask the Baylor Bears, because Iowa State, another just golden performance on Saturday, as they basically took apart a top 25 team. Now, granted, it was in Ames at Hilton Coliseum. Raucous crowd. We talked about Lisa Bluter being honored. Iowa State honoring a couple of their terrific teams, their deep NCAA runs under Larry Eustachy, and it was really good to see Larry. He looks good, and the crowd really responded. Gave Larry Eustachy a long-standing ovation. I thought that was pretty cool and pretty classy.
It was, and Eustachy said about his players, and they even like me now. That was a great team, the 99-2000 team, and I it's always fun for me to see these reunions and see, in this case, like Marcus Fizer and Paul Shirley and players like that. You know, what they look like 25 years later and whatnot. But Eustachy, I mean, you think about Iowa State's list of coaches. I mean, it's quite, you know, I'm going to leave Lynn Nance out of it, but Johnny Orr and Tim Floyd and Fred Hoiberg and Larry Eustachy and even Steve Prohm had a couple good years, and now T.J. Otzelberger. That's a pretty good run.
Not a bad run in Iowa State. 12-1 overall, 2-0 on top of the Big 12, along with Houston. We kind of figured Houston would be there. They're starting to play better basketball, starting to get a little bit healthier, do better on the offensive end. Arizona has really picked things up after a slow start. They have won 4-0. They are 2-0. West Virginia, he says, with a question mark, especially without Tucker DeVries. Mountaineers are at 2-0. And poor Central Florida. Somebody had to pay for Kansas and their misgivings over the last handful of weeks. And unfortunately, the Golden Knights got in the way of the Kansas Jayhawks, who finally put it together.
Yeah, 50-pointer there, wasn't it? Yeah, something like that. Kansas nearly put up 100 on Central Florida, and you knew Kansas would rebound there. But I think Iowa State could reach the Final Four, maybe win a national championship. That's saying a lot with the quality of basketball in the country. There's only one team undefeated right now, and that's Tennessee. Two other unbeatens lost over the weekend, but this is a heck of a team.
As Scott Drew, the Baylor coach, said after the game, he said flat out Iowa State he thought was the best team in the Big 12. He thinks Iowa State and Auburn are the best two teams in the country. And I don't think he's far off. And he went on to say that there are so many ways that Iowa State can beat you. I mean, Munchilovich started lighting it up on Saturday. He has been very quiet as of late. We know what Jones can do off the bench. Taman Lipsey just does what he does, gets floor burns, runs the offense, hits the occasional three, just absolutely terrorizes you defensively. They didn't even get a great game from Jefferson, really, on Saturday, and held Baylor to their worst shooting numbers of the year. And I agree, it's an Iowa State team that certainly has their eyes set on a deep run, if not the Final Four.
Well, think about this. I mean, five straight weeks at number three in the national polls, and Iowa State beating Auburn in Hawaii. It might be the number one team in the country.
There's only one undefeated left, and that would
Tennessee.
Be the Tennessee Volunteers, and that's not going to last much longer with the gauntlet that they face as far as the SEC is concerned. And yes, 13-45, it is hard to beat anyone, good defense or not, who can hit 21 threes in a ball game. But, yeah, Wisconsin was on the other night. All right, Spencer on Sports coming your way next. We will talk with David Eicholt coming up tomorrow on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class, and we'll let you know who the winner is of the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6. And have a great night, Mark.
Will do. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Stay tuned. Spencer on Sports coming your way next right here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
That's the ease at which you get information. You want it, you get it. Like that. Ask your phone, group chat, smartphone. You're always connected and informed in real time, no waiting. So if you're diabetic and still using finger sticks to read